This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Annie and I recently watched a movie at home that we had not seen in the theaters, although I understood it did play in the theaters. It was a movie about Rich Mullins. Rich Mullins was the songwriter who was killed in an accident, I think in 1996, La Santaville, Illinois, on the freeway and driving a Jeep with a friend and lost his life. Tragic accident. But the thing about the movie about Rich Mullins that touched my life was not about Rich Mullins. It was about someone that Rich Mullins went to for counsel. His name was Brennan Manning, a former Catholic priest who was able to minister to Rich in a profound way about stuff going on in his life. And I want to tell you a little bit about Brennan Manning's story. Brennan Manning at one time was a former Marine himself, and after the Marines felt called to go into the priesthood, and did, he struggled with alcoholism most of his life. At one point in his ministry, he joined the Little Brothers of Jesus, a Catholic order committed to imitating the life of Christ. Get this, they would humble themselves in doing just humble acts of kindness for people as their ministry. For instance, when he was in Spain, he would haul water to a village every day in a wagon pulled by a donkey. And that's what he did. That was his ministry, taking water to this village. Another time he helped a brick mason. Another time he got a job washing dishes. And his most interesting job was he voluntarily checked himself into a European jail with hardened criminals, posing as a criminal so he could minister to the criminals there. Only the guards knew his real identity. He said, you never asked what the other prisoners were there for because they'd say, it's none of your business. When Manning said, when they would ask me the same question, I would say, it's none of your business why I'm here. And he said that on December 13, 1968, he said, I really believe the Lord gave me a message out of that experience. He felt the Lord say to him, I came to you, Brennan. You ran from me. You fled from me. You didn't want to hear my word. But for the love of you, I was covered with my blood. I was punched and beaten, and I was fixed to the wood of a cross. The message of God's persistent love etched itself in Manning's heart. And he said, I've counted on that so many times since then. I wrote all of that just to get to this part of the story. His struggle with alcoholism was a struggle that brought in a fiercer foe than alcoholism. He called it self-hatred. One of the greatest regrets of his life is all the time I've wasted in shame, guilt, remorse, and self-condemnation. He's not speaking about appropriate guilt that one feels after committing a sin. He's talking about wallowing in guilt, almost indulging in it, which basically he says is a kind of idolatry where I'm the center of my focus and concern. I never heard anyone say that sometimes wallowing in guilt can be a form of idolatry. Wow. Does that speak to anybody? That sometimes we can be so focused on our guilt, it's all about me and my guilt. And he said he came to the place where he realized he had to take his eyes off his guilt and put them on the cross. And it wasn't about his guilt, it was about what Christ did on the cross redemptively for him. I think it's a powerful message for somebody today. That maybe you've been wallowing in guilt and you're just shocked by what you did 10 years ago and you're horrified by what you did. And it's time to say, enough is enough. I acknowledge my sin. I own it. I admit it, but I confess it, and I trust the Lord's forgiveness. And I think there's a powerful message there. He said, I've got to stop wasting time being shocked and horrified at how I failed the Lord and start focusing on his success on the cross and what he accomplished. That is a word today for somebody.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.